sports, weather, and more. This is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
7:44 this morning on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Legislative report this morning from Representative McKay Erickson of Star Valley as we have just the last final few days of the session, Representative. Things winding down in Cheyenne.
Boy, they sure are. I'm on my way back down there early in the morning to finish things up, and Wednesday take some votes and kind of get everything all wrapped up. So it's looking good.
Of course, budget's year this year, and it's you talk about where things started with the budget and where things ended up. Let's just go right into that, and the governor, a number of veto line items, and some of those overridden, but some of them not.
Yeah, that was quite a transformation, which I agreed with, as you know, and as we talked a lot before. I was not happy with how the proposal come out of our Joint Appropriations Committee. It just went after some things that just didn't make sense. University of Wyoming and some individual cuts, especially when the governor's budget come out $50 million underneath, and we actually were going to be able to put that away in savings. But as you know, the Senate and governor ended up with kind of prevailing on the budget, and we rolled over pretty quickly to the Senate's proposal in order to get it to the governor so that he could sign it. And as you said, the governor then vetoed 25 or so, which was pretty well expected. That's typically what he does, 25 of the line items, which are individual parts of the spending. But a lot of it ended up being him vetoing some of the spending policy things that we had put in. And so it wasn't a tremendous amount of money, you know, with the exception of the University of Wyoming. But it mainly focused on how we spend money and what accounts we spend money out of. So anyway, the Senate ended up picking 7 of those vetoes to address. And where it's the Senate's budget this year, we can only override the same ones that the Senate picks. And so we dealt with 7 of those late last Friday afternoon, and it needs a 2/3 of each body in order to override the governor's veto. As I said, most of them were concerning policy of spending, not necessarily dollar amounts. We ended up sustaining 4 of those 7 overrides. So it was, you know, it ended up, like you said at the first of the show, it ended up so much better than what it started, you know, 4.5 weeks ago. So we were happy about that, and I think that the state's going to be better off because of it, the way we went about that. So
Representative,
it turned out good.
Representative, a couple of the items that had risen eyebrows, if you will. You mentioned University of Wyoming. There was also the Business Council. I understand there was some extra money given for state employee raises. Maybe just touch on those 3 and how everything ended up going in the end.
Yeah, you bet. We ended up coming back with restoring almost all of the University of Wyoming's $40 million is what they had originally cut out, and there wasn't really a clear reason as to why they had done that, and with the exception of there was a group that felt very strongly about kind of having control over what classes and what programs the University of Wyoming was going to offer. And even though they cleared a bunch of those up, those controversial classes, in the last couple of years, that Joint Appropriations Committee didn't feel like they'd done enough. And so they went in and kind of whacked and hacked at it. But like I said, on the vetoes, one of them was just a report at the end of this year. If they make that report and it's good, they're going to be able to get the full restoration of their money. And we kind of held $5 million over their head in order to make sure that they were going to do that report. So that was kind of one of the major ones. The Business Council, which we see it on a regular basis, helping in order to put fiber things in order to, there's a project in Thane that was a benefactor of the of the business council, as well as the new sewer system out in Kemmer. So we didn't see any of the real controversial ones that they were spending their money on. But the business council, bottom line, is kind of going to be reformed and tightened up, and I think that's good for everybody, is to always look at ways that you can be more efficient and your spending can reflect the views of the Wyoming people. So that turned out well too. The next one, if you should go right on to recalibration.
Yeah, let's do. Let's talk about the school recal bill.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I missed out one of those or not. But yeah, the recalibration is basically zeroing back in and saying, what exactly are we going to spend our money on in education? And the recal hadn't been passed in 15 years, so it was facing the lawsuits that we're facing. It was important that we get something together and make a really good attempt at trying to meet those court case decisions that haven't been very favorable because we haven't recalibrated and we haven't kept up with the inflation and different things in education spending. So that was what the recalibration committee really focused on. There, almost every one of those five or six major levers of that they pulled in order to get that ended up being changed to much more favorable, I think, to public schools, and they worked hard to take out some of the obvious problems with it. For example, one was that I very much did not approve of, and there were a lot that felt that same way, is having all of our school district employees go on the state insurance plan, which would have overloaded it and just caused all kinds of problems, and we would have lost some of our other insurance providers in the state if we would have done that. And I just didn't think that was a good idea. The only thing that I really ended up disliking quite a bit from the recalibration after it was all said and done was that teacher funding is now going to go into a silo, which in and of itself is not a bad idea. However, it does take away the local control of school boards to have influence and make the needed on-the-ground changes to some of the funding things within our district. And so that loss of local control was a major sticking point with me, but we'll have to see how it turns out. It will be a good opportunity for us to actually now apply this new recalibration and go forward. And there could be pieces of it that gets vetoed by the governor, but I'm not expecting many of those. I think that's going to go through, and then we'll test it against some of these lawsuits that we're facing from the education groups and some of the districts that are suing the state over that. So
Representative
hopefully McKay, that's moved forward.
Representative McKay Erickson here this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, wanted to give you a chance to talk property tax as well. I know that there was a couple bills that were discussed this year as well.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. We ended up all through all three readings of bills. We ended up having two that came forward. One was the property tax that related to that Amendment A that we passed as part of our Constitution 2 years ago in the election. And we kind of ended up having excellent debate on that as to, do we want to move forward with more property tax cuts, or do we want to kind of see how the things that we've done in the last 2 years are going to affect us and how they're going to apply, because we're looking down the barrel of 50% ballot initiative, 50% cut. And so we didn't think that it was prudent in order to go and do another, say, 25% property tax cut and then possibly vote in a 50% property tax cut coming up this November. So we decided to hold off and really let those other bills that we've passed in the last 2 years take effect and see how they're going to work, because there has been a significant amount of property tax relief and and everybody's kind of adjusting to that, including our towns, our counties, our municipalities, as well as our special districts. And a lot of people felt that we had got to the point where if we weren't going to have some property tax, we were going to have to come up with some other taxing method, and none of those seemed to be the thing that we wanted to do, you know, increase in sales tax or the dreaded word of an income tax. So we held off on those, and we'll see how these all work out and go forward on that. So I was pleased how that worked with those being defeated and a chance to work through the ones we've got.
Representative, we have just a real quick second here at the end. There's been a gun bill, the Second Amendment Protections Act. Touch on that real quick.
Yeah, that one has been an interesting one, and it's one that I ended up being, you know, digging into and really considering it word for word. It's nothing about the right to own a gun or use a firearm, this Senate File 101. It actually is an out-of-state lobby. They call themselves Wyo Gun, but they're not from the state. And it's about basically making it to where local law enforcement could not assist any type of a federal law enforcement action, that they can't assist on that if there's a gun involved. And so I really felt it was about making sure that we don't pass laws to put Wyoming's law enforcement in an impossible position when working to keep our community safe. It just didn't set right with me, as well as there were 23 of the 23 county sheriffs that were very adamantly opposed to it. And you know, I felt like that meant quite a bit. All the state agencies and state law enforcement were all opposed to it, and it was that same principle, is we cannot get involved without having the chance of being sued or brought litigation against. And that just didn't sit well with a few of us, and so we'll see how that goes. It looks like the governor is going to veto it, and then we'll have an opportunity to override, but I would kind of be surprised to see that veto overridden. So,
Representative, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate the update. Thank you so much.